This week in the Missouri Senate, we review an upcoming state law that relates to business development.
Senate Bill 894, which is the same as what
Senate Bills 894 and 825 was pre-filed on December 1st. Heard by the Missouri Senate Economic Development and Tax Policy Committee on February 5th. Given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 26th. Sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 4th. Truly agreed to and finally passed on May 17th. And signed into law on July 9th. Senator Travis Fitzwater of Holt Summit sponsors Senate Bill 894, which also contains Senate Bill 825.
I carried the Right to Start bill, which has some provisions for the state to focus on entrepreneurship from a statewide level last year. So we combined them together, became the Right to Start Act. Just glad to kind of ride his coattails on the Sandbox Act and get that passed last year through the Senate. And then it kind of got hung up there at the end with a lot of things.
He also says this year's effort mirrors last year's.
It just allows a couple things that I think are good changes to state statute to focus on entrepreneurship and to remove regulations that are preventing people to be able to innovate based on the rules we have in our state. So this would allow regulators to say, we're going to pull back some of those regulations so we can test out products. Utah has had great success with this. We think Missouri ought to be deregulated in some ways to allow innovation to take place in the state.
When Senate Bills 894 and 825 were first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on March 26th, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis also pointed out this is not new legislation.
Part of this bill has been around for the last 3 years, the sandbox part, and I've worked with the senator from Johnson, and we've whittled this thing down to a point to where we are like adamantly opposed to it, to a point to where it's like, it's okay.
He also mentions Senate Bills 894 and 825 resembles what lawmakers did in 2023.
But I want to thank you again, too. You worked with us this year when we talked about it. We had this another issue on it. We took care of that. I did want you to go through the bill. This did come through committee. I probably voted for it. I'm not even sure.
You voted for it last year.
I did, yeah. So, and you've made it even better. And it was a reluctant vote, yes, last year, too.
In addition to the Right to Start Act, this new law will create the Office of Entrepreneurship within the Missouri Department of Economic Development, make changes to the Small Business Regulatory Fairness Board, and establish the Regulatory Sandbox Act. This will create the Regulatory Relief Office within the Missouri Department of Economic Development. The Regulatory Relief Office will administer the new law with the purpose of identifying state regulations that could potentially be waived or suspended for participating businesses during a 2-year period in which the participating business demonstrates an innovative product offering to consumers. Senate Bills 894 and 825 will take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.